안녕하십니까? 이 방송은 2012학년도 3월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 영어영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 녹음 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2012학년도 3월 고등학교 2학년 전국연합학력평가 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당란에 성명과 수험 번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 22번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 14번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 15번부터 20번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 21번과 22번은 대화를 듣고 두 물음에 답하는 세트형 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 제작할 포스터를 고르시오.
Tim would be an awesome student body president.
Sure, he's great.
As the election is next week, we must get these posters made as soon as possible.
All right. First, we should decide on his picture for the poster.
Which is better, with or without a tie?
I'm afraid Tim wearing a tie will look too formal.
Right. Let's choose the picture without a tie. Now, we should talk about the slogan, Tim for President. Where do we have to place it?
It should go above his photo, so everyone can see it easily.
Okay. Then what should be written beneath the photo?
How about the election date?
That's a good idea.
I think we're done. Let's go to the printing shop now.
2번, 대화를 듣고 여자의 심경 변화로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, we finally got news from the English Reading Foundation.
You mean I was accepted as a tutor in their reading program?
Yes, congratulations. Only 10 students were selected. You will be a perfect tutor.
Wow, I feel so honored. All thanks to you, Mr. Harrington.
You're welcome. Do you know the program starts next Saturday?
Saturday? I thought it was a weekday program.
No, only Saturday.
Oh my goodness. I already signed up for another weekend program. Can I do both?
I'm afraid you can't. You'd better apply for the English reading program later.
Yeah, I have to give it up this time.
3번, 다음을 듣고 남자가 설명하는 대상을 고르시오.
Most people have this in their room. This might be on your wall, shelf, or desk. It is something most people look at every day. It's helpful when washing your face, brushing your teeth, or combing your hair. With this, you can also examine and adjust your appearance. If you carry this item, you must be careful. It is fragile. It can be many different shapes, but the surface is always smooth and shiny. Some people believe that if you break this item, it will bring bad luck.
4번 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, I have good news.
What happened?
Well, remember when you helped me edit my resume last month?
Yes, of course.
I got the job as an engineer at the ABC Auto Company.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I wouldn't have gotten it without your help. You made my resume stand out.
It's nothing.
I really owe you. Is there anything I can do for you?
Not much. Actually, my car seems to have a problem with the engine.
Then why don't you bring your car to my garage tomorrow? I can check it for you.
Okay, thanks.
5번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This is all for today. Let me explain what you have to do before next class. It's about making a plan for group camping. You can group 3 to 4 people together and decide on the place to visit. The whole plan should be written in English, using the learned expressions during the lessons. You can add some new expressions. The more creative the plan is, the better. The total amount should be 350 to 400 words. The deadline is next Tuesday. If it is late, 2 points are reduced per day. If you have any questions, you can send me an email. My email address is teacherhelp@school.com. I hope you enjoy this cooperative work, and I expect that your English writing skills will improve.
6번 대화를 듣고 남자가 학급 신문 제작비로 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
May I help you?
I'd like to have our class newspaper printed.
How many pages does each copy have?
5 pages per copy, and B4 size. Please make it in color.
Okay, it's $1 per page, so that'll be $5 per copy.
That sounds reasonable.
Then how many copies do you need?
My class has 40 students, so I need around 40 copies.
If you order over 30, we provide a 10% discount from the total.
It sounds great. Just 40 copies, please.
Good. You can have them next Monday.
7번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Dad, come and see this. This coral island is really huge.
Yes, this whole area is registered as a World Heritage Site.
Look at these fish. They are all different colors.
Awesome. This glass window makes it really easy to see the ocean.
Dad, the motor is off.
Right, we are here now. We'll get off soon.
Then I can take off this life vest, right?
Yes, put it back in its original place.
Okay. Now, which way should we go?
To the left, sweetie, and hold my hand tightly when we get out.
Okay, can we swim on the island?
Sure, let's have a lot of fun.
8번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
I've never stood before this big of an audience.
Relax. You only have to show them what you've practiced.
Oh my, I forgot where I put my musical score.
Again? It's over there, Tom. Stay focused.
I know, Mrs. Garby.
Don't forget to play the violin when I give you the cue.
No, I won't. This time I won't make the same mistake as before.
Good. I trust you. I know you practiced your part a lot.
Thanks. Look, my parents are sitting over there.
Yes, they are. I'm sure they are here to cheer you on.
Yeah, that's right. I will try my best not to disappoint them.
(9번) 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 안내인지 고르시오.
The City Art Museum is the proud host of Van Gogh and Gauguin's works this month. This event features more than 120 paintings and works on paper by these two artists. Van Gogh and Gauguin met and were associated with the various avant-garde movements in Paris. They also played a big role in creating a party called Petit Boulevard. The painters of the Petit Boulevard shaped European modern art. In one of the exhibits, you can explore the deep but productive relationship between Van Gogh and Gauguin through photos, maps, and letters. Don't miss this wonderful chance to appreciate the two masters' works.
10번 대화를 듣고 여자가 샘을 데리러 갈 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hi, Sam. It's me.
Hi, Mom. I'm really excited about going home for Thanksgiving.
I know. When are you planning to come?
Tomorrow. Are you going to pick me up?
Sorry, darling. Uncle Nate had a car accident and is in the hospital now.
Really? That's too bad.
Dad and I are visiting him today, and we'll be there until the day after tomorrow.
Don't worry about me. I can take the bus.
Maybe I can send your brother instead.
Oh no, don't bother. The bus terminal is near my place.
Okay, be careful, and see you at home.
11번 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일을 고르시오.
Hi, Sally. What are you doing?
I'm thinking of what to buy for my mom. Tomorrow is her birthday.
Good girl. What does she like?
She likes romantic novels best. Last year I bought her Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, and she really loved it.
Why don't you buy her another book by Austen?
I don't remember any other books she wrote. Do you?
Sorry, me neither.
Ah, I remember you told me Tom is Austen's biggest fan.
You're right, he is.
Could you ask him if he knows any good novels of hers?
No problem. I'm going to see him in math class this afternoon.
12번 다음 일정표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 보게 될 공연을 고르시오.
Honey, come on over here.
What is it?
Star Tickets offering some year-end specials on December 25th. Why don't we try one?
Sounds great. Two comedy shows and three musicals.
Which one do you want to see?
I don't enjoy comedy shows. I'd like to watch the show with both singing and dancing.
No problem. What about a 3 p.m. show? We can have dinner together after the show.
I don't want to be stuck in the afternoon traffic jam.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see an evening one.
And one more thing. I hope the ticket costs less than $40. We have to save money.
Okay, darling, if you insist.
Good. We're all set now. I'm already excited.
13번 학교 행사에 대한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention students, I have some announcements about today's special event before we have a school sports day on Saturday. As you know, today's final class will be cancelled. You may have heard the rumors about a special guest. Yes, it's true that former professional basketball player Jamal Mashburn is coming to today's event. He plans to speak to you about the importance of physical fitness. And I expect that you will be on your best behavior for our special guest. Band members should go to the school gym 10 minutes before the event.
Okay,
everyone. Let me tell you my story. While living in a farming community, we planned to build a new house. For many months, we discussed the plans, and because we did not fully agree, nothing was done. Then one day, one of us went out to the building site and began to hammer stakes into the ground. Another one started to make frames for the house. It was not long before the house was built. You can think and talk about a project for a long time, but only action will make it happen. Don't wait until all the conditions are perfect for you to begin. Work through your hands to realize the things that will serve you.
15번 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1. Could you pick up that book on the floor for me?
No problem.
2. Could you gift wrap this book?
Sure. It'll be done in a minute.
3. What are you reading?
I'm reading a detective story. It's interesting.
4. Do you need a hand?
Yes, please. I can't reach the book I'm looking for.
5. Can I renew this book?
Of course. You must do it before it's overdue.
16번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
This is All Right Shopping. How can I help you?
I bought a red dress last weekend on your website, but a black one was delivered.
Can I have your name, please?
Jessie Timmis. T-I-M-M-I-S.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Timmis. We made a mistake. We can help you return it.
How can I return this?
This afternoon, our delivery man will visit your place to pick it up. There's no charge for the return.
I'm afraid I won't be at home this afternoon. Then what should I do?
17번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's up, Chris?
Not much, Alicia. What are you doing now?
I'm just looking at the class schedule for next semester.
Oh, you haven't registered yet?
No, it's hard to choose my elective courses.
What's hard about that? You only have to choose classes you are interested in.
That's the easy part. I've already decided to take Spanish and astronomy.
So, what's the problem?
The afternoon classes are all full. Only morning classes are open.
18번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jane, did you hear the sad news about a famous alpinist?
You mean Mr. Stanley lost his life while climbing Mount Everest?
Yeah, that's too bad, right?
Yes, but I think he really knew how to live his life fully.
But I don't understand why he climbed such a dangerous mountain. He gave his family and friends sorrow.
You know, great challenges often come with suffering and loss.
But he didn't have to risk his own life. See, in the end, a terrible thing happened.
Well, probably he wanted to achieve the things that others thought impossible. I mean, he acted up to his belief.
Are you saying he was right to die for his belief?
19번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Steve, what are these bikes for?
Our town office lends them to people for free.
Why do they do that?
By encouraging people to use more bikes, they are trying to protect the environment.
Oh, that seems like a brilliant idea. It can improve your health, too.
It has problems, though. Some people don't put the bikes back, and there have been a few thefts reported.
It'll take some time to correct the problems, but it's still a good idea.
Why doesn't your town try this? I know you guys also have excellent bike roads.
20번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 셀리가 관리인에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sally was looking for a camping site for her family's vacation. She heard that Green Park's camping sites command a nice view of a lake, and she reserved one near the lake right away. Her family arrived at the park, and Sally paid the camping fees at the park office. However, when they actually got to their designated site, they found it was not near the lake, but near big waste bins. And they smelled a lot. Sally became very upset and went back to the office. When the park manager saw Sally again, he asked her if there was something wrong. In this situation, what would Sally most likely say to him?
21번과 22번 대화를 듣고 21번과 22번의 두 물음에 답하시오.
Hey, what are you looking at?
I'm looking at photos of cliff dwellers. They're really interesting.
You mean the people who lived under rock shelters?
Yes, they were mainly in Southwest America.
I can't imagine how they could live under a rock cliff.
It doesn't seem so bad. The morning sun would heat their caves if they faced south or east.
How did they get water living there?
Their caves were near streams or rivers.
I see. But I think living in a cave would be awful.
You may think so, but some cliff dwellers made whole cities inside canyons.
Wow, a city inside a canyon? It would be extremely safe.
Sure. If someone came to attack them, They just took down their ladders and no one could come in.
That's brilliant. They could easily defend their homes.
Yeah, the cliff dwellers were really smart.
21번 대화의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (22번) 절벽 거주민이 적을 방어하는 방법으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. (23번) 이제 듣기 및 말하기 문제는 모두 끝났습니다. 23번 문제부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답하십시오.